know about you.
That's all I need to 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 know about you. It's Anna and Raven. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. If you badger kids on a playground to convince them that the earth is flat, that is certainly all I need to know about you.
These flat earthers, man. You're just crazy. There's two things that I think about flat earthers. Number one, you're just not paying attention and maybe need medication combined. Number two, you're just doing this to go viral, man, because everybody knows you crazy.
One of these flat earthers was arrested the other day after he walked up to an elementary school playground, started yelling at the kids that the earth was flat, and he live streamed the whole thing on YouTube.
Of course he did.
And now he's facing charges for disorderly conduct. Here we are.
Hey, guys, check this out real quick. Face is fake. You're not on a spinning ball.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to teach you you live on a spinning ball. That doesn't make it true.
Oh.
It's not real.
Okay. Right.
The floor is not moving 1,000 miles an hour.
The right. floor is hot lava.
Right.
That's what else
Well, I love
out.
That game.
Right, that's
and that
more
actually
fun
would make more
Accurate.
Sense than the planet is not actually rotating.
Yeah, listen to this kid what they yelled back on the playground.
Are you crazy?
Right. Is you crazy?
Should, you crazy?
Should I call somebody for you? Do you need help? Because it's a fair question.
It's like a girl in her pigtails on the swings, and all of a sudden she like
right.
she's looking at him. She's going so high. She's soaring with her feet, and she like,
are you crazy?
Right. Yeah, good call, man. Good call. If you're not scared of a cornfield at night or being in the woods in the dark by yourself, that's all I need to know about you.
Why?
I've been watching a lot of scary movies. Alicia
yeah.
never watches scary movies. My wife is gone this week, so I've been watching all the scary movies that from my childhood and ones that I haven't seen right now. And I don't care if you're an adult. I'm at home with my dogs. And frankly, my mom's been asleep upstairs in another bedroom. And some of these scary movies, I'm turning the lights on.
I like that you're like, you're going to run upstairs to your mommy. Mommy!
Mom! Just tell me there's not real monsters in a cornfield. It's scary, man. I don't care what ran into that cornfield. I don't know if I would chase after it.
One night, I was up north in the woods, and I was driving back to our hotel we were staying at.
Yeah.
And there was a guy that was sitting on the side of the road just leaning against a tree. And all I kept thinking was, like, he wasn't doing anything wrong.
Right.
He was just sitting there. And I was terrified
right.
of him.
Right.
I was like, what is he doing? Isn't he scared? It's pitch black out here. He's just sitting in front of a tree.
He's probably got a broke down car, and he knows better than to even try and hitchhike for a ride because knows everybody will think he's a serial killer.
No, I think he's like a demon. That's what I thought. That was like-
One time, driving back on a road trip myself from across the country, we got turned around in Amish country, right? And there's no street lights.
Yeah.
You can't see anything. And we had a U-Haul on the back of a car. I'll never forget. We tried to turn it around. And my friend had to get out of the car to guide me because I couldn't see anything.
Mm.
And he was a grown-up. And
he
was like, I'm not getting out.
Yeah.
It took me a good 15 minutes to get him out of the car. And when we got in and left, he jumped in the car while I was still rolling.
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Raven's wife is on vacation all this week, so he has a new roommate, his mom.
Give us any chance, we'll take it. With any rule, we'll break it. We're gonna make our dreams come true. Doing it our way.
Mom, what happened to the leftovers I had in the fridge?
Why do you think the dogs look so happy?
Hanging out with my mom.
How's
Adventures
it going?
All week.
Yeah, are you still having a good time now that it's Thursday and she's been there all week?
I'm having a great time. We're doing a lot of talking, which is great. You know, you don't get to see your parents all that often. Sometimes, you know, and when you do, you're busy.
Right.
Life coming
it's
and passing, going.
Yeah.
Right, you know, and so I've had a lot of time to hang out with my mom and talk with her this week. At the same time, if I can be honest, she's not as ideal a roommate as my wife.
Well, I would think so.
She forgets some things.
The perks are a little bit different, I would think.
You know, we're all particular. We want things exactly the way that we do. I'll just say this. Who uses the kitchen bathroom that way? Nobody. Nobody, Mom. Carry matches.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so if Raven's mom, who's now been living in the guest room, was going to actually list her room on Airbnb, how would she describe it?
It's very spacious and great kitchen. Just make sure that you bring a step stool because the bed upstairs in the guest room is really, really high. You have to sort of run and jump on it to get on there.
That's true.
and you fall out of it sometimes like you're going down a slide. Lots of parking in the driveway, and it's situated on a street which has a cul-de-sac, so it's nice, you know, beautiful neighborhood, well-kept properties. Everything's attractive. There's home security, beautiful dining space, comfortable living room, lots of TVs. So everybody can watch what they want, and ample supplies for a coronavirus scare.
I mean, all those things are right. I don't know why she's thrilled about the cul-de-sac. She's not outside playing hopscotch. Maybe she doesn't like to back up. I don't know.
She certainly has it right with the coronavirus outbreak, because your stockpile is ridiculous. And somebody sent us a text message saying, why does Raven only have
generic foods?
Like, well, you never buy name brand, ever.
If half of it is going to expire, not for an emergency kit, if half of it is going to expire, there's, you know, some things that you just, it doesn't matter. You know, when you're starving, you'll eat Alpo. So, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's generic or not.
And how many TVs do you have in your home?
Oh, I wasn't prepared. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have 7 TVs in the house. 7 TVs in the house.
7? There's only 2 of you that live there.
3 that are not hooked
up. There's only 2 of you that live there.
There's a guest room. There's, you know, the living room. There's outside by the pool bar. There's a lot of TVs.
That's ridiculous.
Entertainment everywhere.
Coming up tomorrow, Raven's mom is going to wrap up the week. What kind of grade would she give him as a son and as a roommate? It's coming up tomorrow, same time. Raven, I have found the silver lining, if there is one, with the coronavirus.
I can't wait. Please tell me.
You know, like, when you used to have to shake hands with somebody, and you're always a little bit grossed out because it's kind of gross. You don't know where their hands have been.
I mean, I still shake hands with people.
But you're not supposed to anymore.
As a matter of fact, over the last few days when I'm shaking hands with people, we both seem like we forgot, because it's a learned human experience thing. And then we look down at each other like, what did we just do to each other? Then we're judging each other at that moment. Are you the disgusting person that's going to give me a sickness that will possibly kill me?
It's Anna and Raven. So you're not supposed to shake hands anymore to avoid spreading germs. And I always thought it was strange anyway, so I'm kind of glad that that's on the way out. I
thought it was strange.
But it was.
I mean, it's the oldest way to commiserate a deal on the planet.
They always
say
your hands are the dirtiest thing, so why are we always touching strangers? But the Wu handshake, which in my mind is like that. But
the Harlem Shake.
The Harlem Shake.
That's why Anna required the Harlem Shake music.
Right. It actually isn't anything like the
Harlem
Shake.
It's not related at all.
Right. But the Wu handshake, and what they did in China, and it went like nationwide and people were trending around the world, was that they would hit their shoes together. Mm-hmm. Almost like, picture the Kid in Play. Remember the Kid in Play dance move? You would kind of just click heels.
Right.
And I thought that was kind of cool. But I thought here in America, we could probably come up with our own different ways to shake hands and to greet each other.
It's an old dance reference there. I mean, for those of you that are at our age, would remember, of course, the Kid in Play.
Yep.
If you don't remember it, it's kind of, they work a part of it into the get up as well, too. Like, it's just one of those classic moving your feet
and touching each other's feet.
Right.
Yeah.
I love it.
But I have 3 different alternates that we can start using instead of handshaking.
I'm ready. Give it to me.
The first one, you may remember from the Hunger Games, when you would put up 3 fingers.
I volunteer as tribute.
When you volunteer as tribute and you're supporting one another, right? You take 3 fingers and you hold it up right next to your head. You hold it up high. And I kind of like the idea of, like, you're saluting with those 3 fingers.
I mean, maybe you're
not
just raising your hand, though. That could be
confused.
No, but
you put 3 fingers on.
No, I get it. I see you
doing
it.
You're not really volunteering to go into the dome, most likely.
I don't know why you have your hand over your head, because it's radio, not TV. But okay. I mean, you're showing me.
Yeah.
But I still, that's not my favorite choice.
You don't like that one?
All right, what else you got?
You know how everyone always thinks, like, Jay-Z and Beyonce and the Illuminati, and if you take your hands and you make a triangle, you touch your 2 pointer fingers together and your thumbs together, and you make a triangle, the Illuminati?
Okay.
I think if we just start greeting each other.
The pyramid thing?
Yeah, it's like a pyramid.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
Then that can be when we just greet each other with the Illuminati symbol.
Okay.
Do people know that enough?
I don't think so.
No?
Okay.
Because,
you have a third option, said?
Yeah, if all else fails and you're not familiar with volunteering to be a tribute with your 3 fingers up, or you don't know the Illuminati.
To me, it looks like the Boy Scout salute. I'm just, you know, that's what it looks like to me. But okay.
There's one thing you can do with your hands to greet one another that's universal and everybody knows what it is.
What's that?
Itsy bitsy spider.
We just take our hands and we do the itsy bitsy spider right in front of our face when we see our friends.
That's just weird.
Why is that weird?
And then you're in somebody's personal space. You're already close enough to get it.
No, you just got to show them.
I'm going to go with China on this one. I'm going to say that the foot thing is probably the best plan that they have.
The Wuhan shake?
Yes, and I'm going to go with that. And
more than the itsy bitsy spider fingers?
I'm going to do the Wuhan shake.
Everybody knows that.
Right here today when I run into people. Well, I'm not going to do the itsy bitsy spider. I'm not going to. I won't do it.
1-800-330-9999. What item is it okay to open and use or test while you're still in the store, Sienna and Raven? This comes up because Raven admitted to doing something that was pretty, I don't know, questionable if you ask me.
When I go to the hardware store, if it's, you know, first off, every time you go to build any project in your house, you're probably going to end up going to the hardware store two or three times. Because you go, you think you have everything that you need in mind, and then you get home and you realize, no, I forgot one thing, or this thing doesn't work that way, or whatever. So half the time, I'll open a lot of that stuff up in the hardware store. Take a look at it. If it's wrapped in plastic, I don't know exactly what size it is, or exactly what it's going to look like, or how it's going to match up with the thing I'm doing.
You open up tools in a hardware store.
Yeah, well, tools are usually on the rack. So this would be more like hardware and stuff like that. Specific items that are used to fix certain things,
like
right?
What? Give me an example.
Toilet parts. Open up that box. All right, toilet let's take parts? A look. All right. Any box that doesn't show you what it is that's actually in that box, you should probably open that box and take a look.
I don't like that. You know when you go and you go like into a store and then there's that piece of tape that you know wasn't part of the original.
Right.
That you know somebody either returned this or
right.
opened it.
Right.
You're the person that they have to do because of that.
Well, tools, again, they're wrapping everything in plastic now. So how would you know whether or not you have the right item? You know, like tools, it's tough. All right? You don't want to go and they have to come back because then they're still going to throw a slap a piece of tape on it, put it back in the aisle.
I don't know. I think it's shady to do that. Gracie wrote on our Facebook page. Tools, yes, that makes sense. The box can be taped back and it's not edible, so no big deal. I think that
it's
makes
true.
It
don't
worse.
Eat the box.
Well, right, you can't eat the box.
Don't eat the box. That would be my first piece of advice.
Nothing
right.
makes me more angry when I see that tape. But Susan says, why, Raven, do you think it's okay to open and use something while you're still at the store? Did you pay for it yet?
No.
Why?
Using is a different thing. Using implies damage. It implies some sort of change to the product. I don't use the product. That would be like going in, using it, and then not buying it and leaving. That would definitely be something that I would be against. But I do go in there, and I will open it right up. It doesn't matter. And it's funny because in other stores, I'm not really like that. I never want the box that's got a piece of tape on it. But at the tool store, at the hardware store, I figure, like, it's par for the course.
All right, 1-800-330-9999. What item do you think is okay to open and use or quote-unquote test while you're still at the store? You can call or text. And you can call or text 1-800-330-9999. What item is it okay to open and use and or quote-unquote test while you're still in the store? Sienna and Raven. This comes up because Raven admitted, and I got to be one of my bigger pet peeves, that he opens boxes of tools when he's at the hardware store.
How often do you go hardware store shopping? Huh? How often are you doing a lot of tool shopping, Anna Zapp?
No.
So you wouldn't know how it goes at the hardware store, would you? You're just passing judgment as a person who's never actually gone and purchased a tool or used one or knows what that experience is like.
I equate it to going to Bed Bath & Beyond, and then when you see one of those boxes, like an air fryer that has been taped shut.
Sure, sure.
You know, like you see that tape and you immediately like discredit it because you figure it's been returned or it's been used or there's something wrong with it. You go in there and you're the one that causes that at hardware stores, but you do it with things like chainsaws, I guess.
I'm not the only guy doing it at hardware stores.
You think so?
I know so because there's lots of men in there and we're doing all the same thing. Bed Bath & Beyond, I mean, this is a catastrophe of their own doing, essentially. Mm. When you have a return policy where nobody pays attention for 10 years, and randomly people can just bring things back. Of course, there's going to be a lot of tape on boxes there. different at the tool store.
It leads us to, there are some things that you can pretty much open and you test, and I think people overlook it. It's no big deal.
Mm.
On our text line, Vanessa texted, I open the drinks while waiting to check out because I'm very dehydrated.
I do that.
Yeah.
I grab a Coke, but I'm never the person, so you can always tell the difference, right? If it's aisle 5 and you've had a couple sips, you're good. I know you intend to pay for it. But you ever see the person that's like through the drink, aisle 2, and you know they're going to try and bury that bottle somewhere?
So
or
do you think
you're
it's
walking
okay?
down a grocery store aisle and you see like an empty bottle of something, you're just like, oh my God. That's terrible.
Somebody drank it and put it on the side. I'm always afraid because I always have like a Diet Coke in my purse.
Sure.
Like, do they think that I stole that Diet
Coke?
That you
stole that Diet Coke. This is mine.
I brought this from home.
I'm just walking around with it. Another thing that drives me nuts is like when I see people and they're eating the grapes as they're walking through the store.
That's what Sue wrote. She wrote, you could always try the grapes. I disagree with that because it's you pay for them by weight.
That's
if
right.
If you're ingesting them.
That's right. They're trying to sneak one over on people. You're trying to walk out the door. On the other hand, karma and DDT is going to make you pay for that down the road because you ain't washing those grapes. What are you doing? You're putting those grapes in your mouth.
I got to admit, this is one that I'm really bad at and I'm embarrassed to even admit it. But when I walk into the grocery store, there's the bagels and I always take a bagel and I give it to Dakota, my 15-month-old, because she eats it and it keeps her occupied throughout the store.
Oh, no, you're one of those. You believe that your baby can steal because your baby is a baby.
Stealing.
No. Well, how do you pay for that bagel?
Well, I always at the end say, oh, I had a bagel too, but last time I forgot.
Oh,
I forgot last time.
And you let your baby be the mastermind of the heist or at least the object of the actual crime committed. Oh, they're just a baby. They didn't mean to. Oh, yeah, ma'am. Did the baby grab the bagel by itself?
I know.
Does the baby understand commerce? I don't think the baby does. That really falls on you.
Sandra, see, the bagel, the thing is, once the bagel's gone, there's no evidence.
Right.
But Sandra Roshi, I always let my kids have a banana while I'm shopping. I feel like a banana is harder because what are you going to do? You got to carry around that peel the whole time?
Again,
it's like evidence of it.
Is it weight or is it bushel, right? Or is that by piece? I don't really know how bananas work. It's not like I'm walking into a hardware store with a branch in my hand and firing up a chainsaw and cutting it off to go, oh, yeah, it works, and then walking out without buying it. I mean, it's not like that. I'm just, I got to make sure this nut fits this bolt.
Oh, time out. Diane wrote makeup. She tries the makeup on. What I don't know about hardware stores, you don't know what it's like to go into Sephora or Ulta, and then you see that open lipstick, and you're like, wait a minute. It's like the last one. Oh.
On the scale of people being stoned in the public square for things being bad, I would say hardware store is the lowest. Grocery store is second because the grapes has got to be up there. But the makeup's got to be number one.
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not pregnant.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the work day.
Life advice with Hayden Zeff.
If you ever need life advice, you could always email my 10-year-old daughter, Hayden, hayden@annaandraven.com. She's always happy to give it.
Let's see what we have today for an issue.
All right, Hayden. Today's email reads, hi, Hayden. Boy, do I need your help. I've run out of ideas. I have 7-year-old twin boys, and they have been behaving so badly. They always were a little bit rambunctious, but now they're just plain evil. Wow. They're constantly fighting with each other in public. They're always causing a scene, and they get physical. They hit each other. I've pulled over the car, I've taken away their video games, and they're still constantly fighting. Any tips for this mom?
Well, is it possible you can give one away?
What do you mean give one away?
Sell them.
You want to sell one of the twins? Do you think you can give away a child?
Yes.
No, you cannot just give away a child. They got to pick which one they like more, and they're going to pick one son over the other son. That doesn't sound right.
Have you ever heard the saying, distance makes the heart grow fonder?
Ah, I'm surprised you even know that saying. What does that mean?
It means the farther you are, the more you mourn to see your loved one.
So how can that help these 7-year-old twin boys?
Well, maybe you can have one of the boys sleep in the attic and the other one sleep in the basement.
Okay. And you think that by separating them to opposite ends of the house, then they'll stop fighting and behave?
Yeah, they won't see each other. But you know what would be even better? If you could see if one of them could go to your parents' house and stay there for a week or two.
Oh, you mean like really create a distance? Like have one go live with the grandparents and one stay home so then they miss each other?
Yes. As long as they're warm and they have food and a bathroom, I think they'll be fine.
I'd advise against putting one in the basement and one in the attic. That feels like a call to child services.
Yeah, no. You gotta give them... You heard her. Yeah, they gotta be warm and have food. And as long as they're okay, separate them. And people have lovely attics and finished basements.
It's true. When you don't see somebody, you often do miss them more.
If you need advice, email me, hayden@annaandraven.com. That's hayden@annaandraven.com. See you next week. Bye.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Rob and Kelly joining us together this morning. Kelly, let's start with you. What's going on?
I have been working at a family-run restaurant. It's a really awesome job. I love my bosses. I've sort of observed that there's a veteran server there acting kind of shady. I'm kind of convinced that he might be stealing. I really want to tell the owners, but my husband Rob says it's going to cause a lot of drama and, you know, what if I end up being wrong? I don't know. It just makes me uncomfortable. I don't want the owners to be taken advantage of.
Do you have evidence of this? I mean, you know what they say about assumptions. Most of the time, we're actually wrong. And then you do create this whole scenario. Do you have any evidence of this, or is this just your hunch? They act shady and you don't particularly care for them.
Yeah, no, I don't have any evidence. Mm-hmm.
Just how you feel. Have you seen him do anything that makes you feel? I mean, obviously you've had to see something, right?
Yeah, he sort of is really jumpy. Like, if I'll come around the corner, he looks like he's...
So he's twitchy? Rob, what's your side of this?
Well, like, you know, we don't have very much evidence, and like, what if she's wrong? And, you know, I just worry about the job, because she does make good money and she really likes the people. So I just think, like, I don't know, keep your head low, mind your own business, and just kind of get through the day, you know?
I mean, you said not much evidence. It sounds like you have zero evidence. So, I mean, now you're just going on a hunch there, and then you're throwing your name into a lot of something at a job. 6 months, it's not forever. You don't want to be the turncoat there.
But there is something to be said that your gut is usually right, and if he is acting shady...
Well, I guess you take that risk with your income, Anna.
There have been several incidents in the past couple of months where money has just gone missing, and nobody can pinpoint where it went. Like I said, he's really jumpy. When we count money down in the break room, which is, you know, right next to the offices, he seems shady.
All right, well, what we do is ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Kelly. Maybe just saying something or anonymously to the bosses, being like, maybe you should look into this, is not a bad idea. You're trying to help them out. And like you said, you have a lot of respect for them as a family business. But they may see Rob's side too. You got to mind your business. Keep your head down. Keep going straight and do your job as best you can and don't get involved. You both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Great. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Call or text. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Kelly has a hunch. It's just a hunch, Kelly says, but she feels that there's somebody that she works with at the restaurant business that is stealing, and she wants to let the bosses know.
Well, you know, Rob says, listen, you've been there 6 months. This person's been there long before you. Mind your business. Keep your mouth shut. You don't know what's going on.
Do you listen to your husband or do you listen to your gut? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Oh, I'm on the husband's side. This woman needs to leave it alone big time. It's none of her business. If the owner or manager ever comes to her and asks her opinion or asks her what she thinks, then she could offer it up. But don't stick your nose in it.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's Anna and Raven. Kelly is relatively certain, even though she can't prove it, that one of the servers that she works with at her restaurant is stealing, and she wants to let the bosses know.
Rob says she needs to keep her mouth shut. She's only been there 6 months. This is a veteran server who's been there longer. I tell you, I have been certain, 100% certain of things before in my life, Anna Zapp, and I've been wrong.
Right, but the question is, does she listen to her gut and tell her bosses because she has a lot of respect for them, or does she listen to her husband who's just trying to keep her out of trouble?
Yeah, protect that job.
Yeah, on the text line, I'm on the wife's side this morning. We have to start being accountable in all of our actions. If you see something, say something. The manager will decide what to do from there. Yeah, I mean, that brings up a good point, too, is how often are you going to look away?
If you're wrong, you're the detriment to the team, you're fired.
Another text says, I'm with the hubby. Watch for the actual evidence, not might-bes. I once lost a job due to false accusation. Couldn't prove my innocence, but they couldn't prove my guilt.
Wow.
Yeah.
Somebody who's been through it.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. I don't think that you can do anything just because of a hunch. I think she's trying maybe to pass judgment because the kid seems shady. That doesn't make any sense. And why would she go to the supervisors for that when she just has a hunch about something? She needs something concrete.
I think it's completely valid that you really don't know anything about the background of the situation. You don't know the history of any of this situation. So what you think you're seeing, you may be seeing something completely different.
Right, but if your gut is usually pretty accurate, and I think you know when somebody is stealing, I still don't think you need to jump in and say something until you have something concrete. I don't know if I would ever say anything at all, but it might protect yourself in the long run. And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. Excuse me. His side. Okay. So she has no evidence. So if she starts naming people, then she's going to be looked at
as the blamer without any evidence. Now, if what she can do is see if she can get some evidence.
Right. That, video cameras. Know,
like, surveillance.
Fingerprint dust.
Yep, right.
Right. And a wide-angle lens.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Actually, I'm on his side. For the record, keep your head low. And if he thinks there's something shady, there probably is. Managers are pretty savvy. They probably have an investigation on going on that she doesn't even know about.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Keep her head low, and she can say, I told you so later on.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Rob, our audience agreed with you this morning. Kelly, until you have concrete evidence and video evidence and I don't know what other kind of evidence, people felt like it's probably better to just kind of keep your mouth shut and your head down.
We're assuming two things. Number one, that this person is doing it. And number two, that the people that are running the place are fools. Both of those are assumptions that come with a possibility of consequences.
Yeah, you guys make a good point. Strong case for your argument there.
Rob, that's going to make you feel better.
Absolutely. I mean, like, you know, she works for a restaurant, not like a detective agency, you know?
Right. Kelly, you get slapped in the face with that evidence, then you certainly should feel safe to go ahead and share that with the bosses. But right now on hunches at a job where this person's been there longer than you and so forth, you don't know the arrangement or the understandings. You don't know anything about it. So
okay, well, thanks for your help.
No, no problem. If you have a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Know your pop culture trivia, beat Raven, and win. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
It's Jeff and Abby.
Hey, Jeff, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure, good luck, man.
All right, Jeff. Here's how it works. Raven's walking out of here. When that big old studio door closes, he won't be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, $100 gift card to Dunkin'. You ready?
You got it.
Number one, Spike Lee says he's done attending Knicks games after they said he can't use the player's entrance anymore. He has to go through the VIP like the rest of the peasants. What 1989 movie does Spike Lee star in and direct along with Danny Aiello?
Do the right thing.
Number two, Kate Middleton was photographed sipping a Guinness in Ireland and toasting the Irish Guards. When is St. Patrick's Day?
March 17.
Number three, Katy Perry is pregnant. She made her announcement in a new video last night for her song Never Worn White. Who is her fiancé?
I don't know. Who's Katy Perry? I don't know.
Did you just say who's Katy Perry? Okay. Number four, there's a chance that the coronavirus will slow down the supplies of Baby Yoda toys. How old is Baby Yoda?
6 months.
And number five, William Shatner and his ex-wife finalized their divorce, and he gets to keep all of the horse-breeding equipment along with the horse semen. What travel company does William Shatner endorse?
Priceline.com.
All right, nice job, Jeff. Let me bring Raven back in. I don't know if it's enough this morning.
How do you do?
Jeff got 3 out of 5 and didn't know who Katy Perry was. Okay, number one.
Wow.
That's not true.
All right, relax. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Spike Lee says he's done attending Knicks games after they said he can't use the player's entrance anymore and he has to go through VIP like the rest of the peasants.
Right.
What 1989 movie did Spike Lee direct and star in along with Danny Aiello?
What year was it?
89.
Is it Do the Right Thing?
Yes, Do the Right Thing.
Yeah, just a guess. I mean, he's been busy every time. Just won himself an Oscar last week, but I heard his argument. Stop being a baby, Spike.
Number two, Kate Middleton was photographed sipping a Guinness in Ireland and toasting the Irish Guards. When is St. Patrick's Day?
When is it?
Yeah.
It's the 15th this year.
No, it's March 17th, and it's March 17th every single year. And I knew that you wouldn't know that, which is weird. And I don't know why you do this.
Okay. Well, I mean, I recognize the parades. I mean, it feels like to me, unless you're getting the day off from work, like the day is the parade.
I knew you'd get that one wrong. Number three, Katy Perry is pregnant. And she made her announcement via a new video last night for her song, Never Worn White. Who is her fiance?
Katy Perry's fiance?
Yeah.
Orlando Bloom.
That is correct. Number four, there's a chance that the coronavirus will slow down the supplies of Baby Yoda toys.
Yeah.
How old is Baby Yoda?
Baby Yoda is 50.
That's right. You guys are tied at three.
He's the child.
He's a child, but
he's
50 years old.
That's his name, the child, I believe. He's not Baby Yoda.
Number five, William Shatner and his ex-wife finalized their divorce, and he gets to keep all the horse breeding equipment, including the horse semen.
Right.
What travel company does William Shatner endorse?
Isn't he Priceline?
Priceline is correct.
Yes.
All right. I'm sorry, Jeff. He beat you 4-3 today, but great job.
Thanks. It's Jeff, and I can't beat Raven.
Luck next time.
And you do get your own Anne on Raven t-shirt, so hold on just 1 second. Somebody needs to tell Jeff who Katy Perry is.
I mean, I'll tell him. She's my girlfriend. Stay away.
We're going to have another chance for you to get the cheat sheet, the first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. That's coming up in the 5 o'clock hour today. It was like Armageddon at CVS last night because they were out of Purell and people were complaining about it. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, everybody, relax. Everything's going to be okay.
Press the panic button, man. A lot of people just catch it on at this point. They're like, what do you mean there's no wipes anywhere? What's happening?
It's Anna and Raven. So people have started creating their own hand sanitizer, which at first I thought was crazy until I realized how easy it is. Mm-hmm. My girlfriend Jessica is a science teacher, and this is what she said you had to do.
There's two different ways you can do it. So one way would be to mix isopropyl alcohol and ethyl alcohol. Then another way to do it is you can just use regular, like, vodka. And if you don't want your hands to be, like, super dry, you can add some essential oils or some aloe to it. Both will work, kill the bacteria. Just depends upon what you want to use.
I was like, listen, I don't have any of those things, but I've got vodka.
It's just amazing to me how essential oils works its way into
everything
we're doing nowadays. Somebody's got to be there going, yep, if you put this in there, it's going to smell so much better.
So I went home and I started Googling how to do this myself.
And you immediately started pulling out your vodka?
I was like, let me pull out my vodka. Let me pull up the nips I have in my freezer.
There's plenty.
And what it turns out, even though I have this delicious raspberry vodka and this cherry vodka right here.
Oh, you're going to put them to work right now,
I'm not, because these are both 35%. And what I think a lot of people don't know is you need like over 150% alcohol, like the grain alcohol.
Well, first off, there's no... You're talking about 150. You're talking proof. Over 100 proof.
Yeah, right? Over 100 proof.
Because you can't be 150% of anything.
No, like the grain stuff, like that legit stuff that you don't drink normally.
Yeah, 100 proof or better is what you're looking for, I would imagine.
So what I did was I put my vodka away on the side. I brought it here just in case we need it later. But I do have the things we can make right here. I got the isopropyl alcohol. And
right.
We have
rubbing
a bowl
alcohol
right here.
For those that are the layman. Rubbing alcohol. That's what you need.
And it needs to be over 90%. This is 91%. I just bought it at the grocery store.
Okay.
All right.
Don't drink that.
I'm pouring it into our bowl. We're doing this all live on Instagram. You can search Anna and Raven if you want to watch it yourself. So pour some in there.
Okay.
And now I've got the aloe.
Do you believe that your hand sanitizer is going to be better than the store-bought? Like in a taste test. Like if we were to put it... up next, that's a lot of aloe. I mean, how much are you making?
We're making enough to sell it, Raven. What do you think? are you kidding me?
They're selling this stuff on
Amazon for $400. All right, pick what's...
It doesn't feel responsible. The whole time you've been telling everybody there's nothing to worry about. Now you're going to sell your homemade rubbing hand sanitizer for $400 on eBay?
I'm mixing it. Now you have to choose what essential oil. I have my Young Living's essential oil selection here that I've never used.
Right.
Which is
the one that supposedly makes you poop? Let's stay away from that one.
The frankincense.
Yes.
No, peppermint. Peppermint. You don't want to use peppermint?
Peppermint makes you go. No.
Which one? You don't want
that one? No, don't you? I mean, you immediately sanitize your hands and then have to go to the bathroom? That wouldn't be good.
You want lemon? You think lemon is good?
Lemon is good. Okay. Sounds very nice. And dry.
Okay. You got to add 10 to 12 drops, it says. So I'm going to add 10 to 12 drops to this.
Yeah.
And then I have a special container. And we're going to rub it all over our hands and our bodies. And we're going to be safe.
I mean, at least one of us is. I'm just not sure that it's going to be both of us. But
look at this.
Yes.
Look.
I'm sure, it's absolutely delicious.
Look, we did it.
Buy now.
Right.
AnnaandRaven.com. That's probably fake, but do it.
There's this mural in Nashville, and it says, I believe in Nashville. You've probably seen it all over the news lately after the tornadoes ripped through and so many people lost lives, and the devastation is incredible.
Yeah, it's really chilling, the photos, the video evidence there, the before and afters of it. Looks like a war zone.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. So I'm looking at that mural, and so I went on a girls' trip for a bunch of my friends' 40th last year, and I have this picture of us smiling in front of that mural, and we're all like, you know, giggling and laughing and having the time of our lives.
One of those posted stops that cities have nowadays.
Yeah.
Right. And it's Instagrammable.
It's so sad to see that mural is still standing, but the rest of the building is gone. It is so heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking. It is also amazing, too, how there's oftentimes in times of big devastation, there's that moment, that thing that you see that almost kind of reassures you that we've been here before, we can be here again. Like, I think of, honestly, the flag and 9/11, of course, and that being up there at the site. And it always reminds me that, you know, we're resilient. People are resilient, and we will go ahead and rebuild, and we will gather. But first, you know, there's grieving and mourning, and still three people missing.
Right.
It's terrible.
And a lot of celebrities, you forget, live in Nashville.
Sure,
you know,
of course.
There's Hollywood. Yeah, Hollywood is a big spot for a lot of actors and actresses, but Nashville is home base for the country. And Carrie Underwood was on the Today Show, and she was actually getting ready to go on the Today Show when the tornadoes ripped through, and her family is there, and she was asked, you know, how her husband and her two kids were.
Yeah, he said he had to go upstairs at like 2 a.m. and grab the boys and take them down to, we have like a little safe room in our house. And I was like, I bet everybody was crying. No, it's 2 a.m. like freaking out.
I can't even imagine from a mom's point of view what it must be like. Like your husband's home with the kids, you got to go to work, you're off in New York. And then all of a sudden, like you get this call that this is going on and you're like, you're in the safe room with the boys, you know?
And down there, they're so used to storms coming through. I mean, not so much in the city of that degree, but, you know, many people that live in that city or that area around there, they're familiar. They live in Tornado Valley, so, they understand, or Tornado Alley, so they know what it's like. I actually drove through there one time and experienced a tornado in the town over one night many years ago, and nothing to this degree, nothing this strong, and you felt it. You could hear it. It shook the walls. It sounded like a freight train coming through the town. So coming through the city with one that powerful, very, very terrifying.
And so many celebrities have come out, basically all of them, you know, sending their love. But Reese Witherspoon also, I was thinking about it because Reese Witherspoon's store is right near where this happened.
Sure.
So, but I think from everything I read, it's fine. But she wrote, praying for everyone in Nashville and Middle Tennessee dealing with the aftermath of last night's tornado. I'm just heartbroken and saying prayers for the families and loved ones. Please stay safe. But Miss Dolly Parton herself, who I feel like is Miss Nashville, she came forward and she said this.
Well, I'm here on the job today because, as they say, the show must go on. But we had a lot of damage out in our area. I know a lot of Nashville was just devastated with the storms. And I just wanted all of you to know that we are all with you.
Yeah, I feel like when you hear from Dolly Parton, it makes it real, right? Like, she's good.
Send what you can, but get ready to plan yourself another trip to Nashville. That is the best way that you can help the city.
Yeah, absolutely. Who has the oldest pet? Or I should say, has the oldest pet?
Oh, sad.
How old are they? What kind of pet are they? 1-800-330-9999. Oscar winner Laura Dern had some very sad news to share yesterday.
I love Laura Dern. Fantastic. What's going on? She's not coming back for Big Little Lies Season 3?
No, her goldfish died.
That is sad.
Aww.
Who mourns a goldfish, though? It seems like they're usually here kind of temporary.
Remember when Big Guy died? How devastated I was?
You were upset, but to be fair, you guys had no idea what you were doing with your fish, so...
Laura Dern's, the reason why this is trending all over the place, is that Laura Dern's goldfish was 14 years old.
I mean, that's crazy.
14 years old.
I don't know what the average is, but that seems high.
Big Guy, who was my goldfish,
right,
who I won at a carnival, was just like everywhere else.
Maybe 14 months?
He didn't even make it that long. He was 5 years old.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was 5 years old. And then he got so big, we had to go buy a bigger tank, which was much more than we had bargained for when we were playing that game.
They do that. They're one of those animals. They grow to their environment.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'll never forget one time he got ick, which is like when they get like white. And I had to go buy fish medicine and apply it. And I felt like I was a doctor.
Right. Like you were caring for your baby.
And it worked. We saved our fish. And Big Guy ended up living for 5 years. And I remember thinking how monumentous that is. Imagine having a goldfish that lived for 14 years.
I mean, that's amazing. Is it the size of a great white shark? I really don't know at that point. Does it live out front of the house in a pond? I don't know.
Oh, but we want to know. 14 years old is very old for a goldfish. But who has the oldest pet and how old were they? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
Hey, Anna. My sister has a cat that is 27 years old.
Wow.
What?
Both my cats were 21 and a half, 22.
Oh,
that's
my
a
God.
Long
that's
time.
Amazing.
That cat's going to live forever.
I'm a pet sitter, and this is my oldest client.
Well, I would think so.
So what does pet sitting consist of for a 27-year-old cat? Just sit down on the couch next to him?
Medication, syringes.
Yep.
Of course, scooping the poop, watching for the poop.
Yeah. Syringes, huh? Has the cat ever leaned over to you and said, just do me a solid, get me out of here? Has the cat ever leaned over and said, it's enough, I'm ready?
You know, I've kind of thought that, but you know, he's still eating. He's eating, drinking, and, you know.
Right. Well, as long as they're doing that, right?
Enjoying life, yeah.
Right.
27. 1-800-330-9999. Who has the oldest pet? You can call or text. And what kind of pet are they? Turtles have a life expectancy of about 80 years. Parrots can live up to 75 years, which is a lot of times when people are looking for domestic pets, they kind of steer away from these because they know it's a really long commitment.
A lot of advice on turtles and tortoises not to bring them in. In a as pets because, again, they live a long life. So, you know, if you watch Naked and Afraid, though, they don't seem to last that long. I'm going to eat it, man.
Santa and Raven. This comes up because Laura Dern was trending yesterday because her goldfish passed away. Her goldfish was 14 years old.
I just like to imagine Laura Dern carrying this 14-year-old goldfish from set to set as she's filming these big shows and movies and stuff like that. Laura Dern is cool. I wouldn't put it past her to have a custom suitcase for that goldfish to live in.
I had a goldfish that lived 5 years, big guy. Loved him. You get so attached to him after like the third year when I'm like, this kid ain't dying.
Yeah,
he's going to be around for a while.
Why you got that goldfish tattoo on your arm. That was really sweet of you.
1-800-330-9999. Who has or had the oldest pet? Santa and Raven.
She was 17 years old when she died.
What kind of pet was she?
She was a dog, a Keyshawn. She weighed 50 pounds, and usually they're only supposed to live to 12 to 14 years, and she lived to 17. She died 6 weeks after her 17th birthday.
Wow.
Good girl.
You were feeding her the right stuff, that's for sure.
Yeah, we absolutely were. We made her food, so she had chicken and beef, and that was it, and she was well taken care of.
That's a whole nother conversation for another time. I have friends of mine who have started making all their own dog food. I call them crazy people, but maybe they're on to something.
No, it's much healthier for them usually.
They bought a crock pot just to make dog food every day.
Well, you don't want to split it with your crock pot.
Right.
So, I mean, I second that one. Right.
And on Raven, how old is your pet?
He's a beagle, and he's going strong.
He's a fighter. Beagles are fighters.
Yeah, beagles don't normally last till they're 16, and he still acts like a puppy.
That's good.
Do you also make your dog's food?
No.
Okay, well, that's good.
Trying to look for a correlation there.
Right, yeah. I'm trying to figure out what's making all these puppies live forever.
I mean, you needed a control group and to be a scientist if you're going to do that.
Yeah.
Two phone calls, probably not enough sample size, but thank you for the call. Have a great morning.
And on Raven, how old is your pet?
My pet, unfortunately, just passed away 2 weeks ago, and he was 20 years old.
And what kind of pet was he?
He was a chow husky. He was a dog, and we had to adopt like 2 weeks later because we just miss him so much and needed that animal running around, given, you know, that love they give.
Yeah
that's a hard thing. Like, I see this all the time with people with animals. They either mourn the animal so long that they never actually go and adopt another animal. Like, they're just so grieved by the whole situation. Or they have to go out immediately, like that week, because it's just a huge void in their household.
It really was. Like, it was horrible to walk in and not see him. And, you know, he always slept in the kitchen, come downstairs, and he wasn't there. And it was just terrible. But he's still in our kitchen because, you know, we had to bring him home.
Of course.
So, you know, the vet gave us his remains, and he's still with us. So
does the new animal bring you as much joy, or do you kind of like resent it because he showed up right away? Because I have also talked to friends that dealt with that.
No, he is bringing a lot of joy, and he's a puppy, and he's getting into a lot of trouble, so, you know,
right,
he's keeping us busy.
Right, that's good. You know, sometimes you see this too with the people, right? People that you saw that were in a loving relationship for many, many, many years, and then one of the spouses pass away, and sometimes within months, they're remarried.
Well, because they can't live by themselves. They don't know how to do it.
Right.
Or they die too, which is awful.
Well, they're
that's
they're,
realistic
I, right,
too.
That's
I think that's a disease called heartbroken disease. Is that a real thing?
I've read about actually that. There is something like that is diagnosable, but
this one dark this morning.
Or they just don't want to live the dishwasher on their own anymore. They're like, you know what, this is too much work.